Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your all-local on this Friday, June 11th. While Governor Greg Abbott is pledging to resume work on the border wall, other groups say lawmakers should instead focus on human rights.
Amnesty International had previously said the U.S. was building invisible walls, saying millions of people had fled violence in Central America, but many had to wait in Mexico for asylum claims to be processed. The group's Roger Mark D'Souza says that then put asylum seekers in danger of cartels.
It is a human right for people to be able to move freely across the world. Everyone has a right to freedom of movement.
He says Amnesty International is now looking at how to lobby the government for changes.
To influence and press governments to meet their obligations to international human rights agreements.
Fort Worth Sister Cities is working with Amnesty International, saying in an increasingly divided world, Sister Cities brings people, cultures, and countries together for the benefit of all. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'm Andrew Greenstein. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says while the state budget includes $1 billion for border security, it will not go very far at all in building a border wall should Texas go it alone in that venture.
The border wall costs about $20 million a mile, so he could build something like 50 miles. If you used all of that money.
Gilson says Abbott's call for a border wall is more along the lines of campaign theater since he is up for re-election next year. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Texas Supreme Court today ruled that charter schools that lease property have to pay property taxes. KRLD legal analyst Ed Klein says the ruling makes sense because it otherwise would allow a for-profit property owner to avoid taxes by renting to charter schools.
It's not fair to the taxpayers either to have a for-profit company own the property and get around having to pay the ad valorem taxes on it.
The charter schools argued they are being forced to pay taxes that go to public schools, effectively making them fund a competitor. A big-time child sex offender gets more time added to his prison resume. KRLD's LP Phillips has details on a guilty plea in a second county.
One prosecutor called 29-year-old Taylor Kraft one of the worst child sex offenders she had ever seen, and that was before he took a plea deal in a second county. Court records show the 40 man has now pleaded guilty to 3 of 6 child sex offenses in Rockwall County. He got a 35-year sentence that'll run at the same time as the 35-year sentence he got in Kaufman County. Kraft was accused of almost 30 sex offenses and was indicted for 18 of them. Police say he solicited nude pictures from children, then threatened to publish the pictures if the victims did not have sex with him. His victims included underage girls from across North Texas and even into other states. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia is speaking out today about several big arrests officers made recently in the effort to reduce crime in the city. He spoke about one arrest made earlier this month after a driver was acting suspiciously during a traffic stop.
A subsequent search revealed a package containing more than a kilo of cocaine. Let me do the conversion for you. That's approximately 2.2 pounds with an approximate street value of $26,000. I can assure you this was not for personal use. and the suspect was arrested for manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance.
Chief Garcia also shares the arrest of a man suspected of human trafficking, where detectives also seized money, guns, and drugs. Earlier this week, Dallas police told city council members the department's new violent crime reduction plan is working, with overall crime down 3% and violent crime down 5% from last year. All this rain we've seen lately led to a roof collapse in Irving. The city says it happened at a business along Main Street, and because of that, the sidewalk, Art Plaza, and adjacent parking lots are all closed while crews make repairs. A COVID vaccine clinic opens in Dallas tomorrow, and it's just for people on the autism spectrum. KRLD's Susan Darwin has more.
The clinic will be open from 10 to 2 tomorrow at the Autism Treatment Center on Metric Drive in Dallas. It will be a drive-through clinic and will offer a sensory-friendly experience for people with autism, their families, and caregivers. People on the autism spectrum are at a higher risk of becoming infected with COVID-19 because many live in group settings and can't wear masks because of sensory issues. Many people on the spectrum have avoided getting vaccinated because they have trouble dealing with crowds or noise. The staff at tomorrow's clinic has been trained to deal with all those issues. Now, you will need an appointment. Pfizer shots will be administered tomorrow, and people can return for their second shot on July 10th. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
TCU is nixing the term freshman. Starting this fall, the school plans to implement a different term for students starting out. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
There will be no more freshmen at Texas Christian University. The school will now refer to students in college for the first time or with fewer than 24 college hours as first years. School officials say this change reflects the university's use of gender-inclusive language. It'll take effect on the first day of the upcoming academic year. That's August 21st. TCU is not the only school to get rid of the moniker. Several universities across the country have dropped the term freshman for the same reason, including Penn State, Yale, and the University of North Carolina. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The longest running in-flight magazine on a major airline is nearing its final flight. Fort Worth's American Airlines says it's dropping the American Way magazine after a 55-year run. The airline says American will retire the magazine and its online version at the end of June. American Way started as an annual publication but eventually turned into a monthly. It has an assortment of feature stories and other items like airport terminal maps. But fewer passengers actually read in-flight magazines these days, preferring to browse on their phones, tablets, and laptops.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.